Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz from Homevestors Dallas. Kevin's going to be talking about a very interesting topic because it gets to the heart of success for the part-time real estate investor, and that is thanking your business partners, selecting the right ones. And that starts with, of course, having the right title company. And there are many players involved in this situation. So without further ado, I'm going to have Kevin discuss that and bring him on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, Lewis.
Hi. So as we customarily do, let's dive into this because this, in my opinion, is very interesting with regard to how to find and maintain relationships with the right business partners. Tell us about that.
Yeah, and you know, it's really about assembling that dream team to support your part-time real estate investing business. And, you know, this time of the year, we're in March of 2016, and right around the corner is the NFL draft that's going to take place in April. And you know, you've got owners and coaches and managers working diligently and strategically to pick their team members for the upcoming fall football season. And it's the level of intensity and effort and diligence that they use is no different than what we should use as part-time real estate investors when we're selecting our own team. And keep in mind, just because you're a part-time real estate investor or you're a one-man show or you have no direct employees, in no way means that you do not have a team. You've got a variety of different resources and individuals all around you that help to make your real estate investing business a success. And, you know, these may be contractors, realtors, property managers, lenders, appraisers, surveyors, insurance providers. There's a whole myriad of individuals of whether you recognize it or not. They are your team, and they don't have to be your direct employees, but nonetheless, you select them, you choose them, and you assemble a dream team to support your business in the same way an NFL owner assembles a dream team to be his NFL football team. And today, as you alluded to, I wanted to talk about one of those team members in particular, and that's your title company. And this resonates with me as I continue in my business as a full-time real estate investor here in Dallas and a Homevestor franchisee, I can't help but reflect almost daily on the role that my title company plays. And I also can't help but reflect almost daily on the amount of work and effort and diligence that I've put into choosing this title company. And I've been with good title companies and I've been with bad title companies. But at the end of the day, they're such a critical component of my team, and I'm sure they are, time real estate investor. And I'll also admit, when I started out as a part-time investor, I thought all title companies were the same. I thought, well, they do the same thing. They probably offer the same service. They probably have pretty close to the same costs or fees. And, you know, the quality, I can't imagine that it could vary much since the task is so similar that they perform, regardless of which title company they are or who they are. And boy, was I wrong. So here's some critical characteristics from my experience that I've found that make a title company a good team member for you and a good business partner for you as a part-time real estate investor. First and foremost, you got to recognize that as a real estate investor doing what we do, our title transactions, when we're buying distressed properties, 9 times out of 10, they're pretty complex transactions. Distressed properties, as we've talked in the past, typically equal a distressed situation, which is probably going to result in a distressed title transaction. And here's what I mean. Perhaps you're buying a property deeply discounted, direct from an individual who inherited it. Well, they inherited the property. That means they probably don't own it. And perhaps there wasn't even a will that conveyed the property to them, but they're responsible for selling it. It's their relative's house, and the title is still in their deceased relative's name. Well, there's some unique complexity in that transaction and in your ability to purchase it, and you're going to count on a title company to get you through that. There's also likely going to be, whether in that scenario or in a totally different scenario, but with any distressed property, there's probably going to be title issues of some way, shape, or form. There could be property descriptions, you know, survey issues. There could be clouds on title. And this is really innate in the type of properties we buy, distressed properties. There's reasons for the distress. And so often in my experience, a lot of those reasons are rooted in title issues. You're also going to find that you're going to purchase properties as an investor that have liens and loans and judgments on them. And a lot of times the seller is not even aware that those exist. And you're going to lean heavily on your title company to navigate those liens, loans, and judgments, get them released so that you can get a nice clean title and purchase that property. I can speak from personal experience that some of the good title companies I dealt with even negotiated those liens, loans, and judgments and got them eliminated for the seller, which really made me look good in the face of that seller because I was providing a true value to them and getting those liens, loans, or judgments reduced or even eliminated. So keep in mind, not all title companies want to do investor transactions due to some of these complexities that I just mentioned. Sometimes it's just too difficult. It's too time-consuming. Perhaps it's not profitable for their particular business model as a title company. So, you know, keep that in mind. These are unique transactions, and there are unique title companies that are willing, able, and perhaps even passionate about doing these type transactions. Secondly, you've got to find a title company that's investor-friendly. And not every title company is. You know, title companies make a lot of money doing traditional retail real estate transactions, much like the house you probably bought for yourself and your family. It's a different type of transaction. It's a cleaner transaction in most cases compared to the distressed real estate that we buy and sell as real estate investors. And not every title company wants to deal in those distressed real estate transactions. An investor-friendly title company, they've got to be comfortable with and willing to move fast. You know, one of the key parameters that we use in our business model as investors is we're able to close quick, a lot of time in less than 10 business days. Well, it takes a certain title company to be able to do that, and not every title company is willing to or able to. You got to find a title company that's willing to do creative things. And I stress creative, that doesn't mean illegal. But it does mean creative, and an example would be real estate assignments or double escrows or double closes. Investor-friendly title companies do those type things. They're willing to do those type things, and they know how to do them creatively, legally, and efficiently to keep you and your seller out of trouble in the long run. And investor-friendly title companies are also nimble. They're willing to move quick, change directions, and react to what they find when they open up title and see what needs to be resolved in order to complete that transaction. These title companies, and this is probably the key point, investor-friendly title companies, they understand the big picture. They understand that if a real estate investor is going to bring them a lot of transactions, they're willing to do the tough transactions because that may only be one out of every three. And they also realize that a real estate investor, they may bring them 3, 6, 9, 10 transactions a month. Okay, so if two or three of them are a little rough, it's worth it because we've got another 6, 7, or 8 transactions that month from that investor that were real quick, real easy, and real clean. That's the type of title company you want. And then finally, you've got to find a title company that treats your sellers like you treat them, dignity and with professionalism. You know, a lot of times that title company, they become the face of that transaction to your seller. Sure, you're face-to-face with your seller negotiating the deal, negotiating the purchase and executing the contract, but you hand it off to a title company who takes it the rest of the way and executes the transaction. They will interact personally and frequently with your seller in order to get the necessary documents and ultimately resolve the title issues in order to enable that sale to close. So they become the face of you. They become the face of the transaction. They've got to be able to communicate professionally with your sellers. They've got to treat your sellers with empathy. And you've got to recognize, and they've got to recognize, that in the type of real estate that we buy, you're quite often dealing with a seller who this may be the only house they ever sell in their life. They may only sell one or two or three houses in their lives. These transactions to those types of sellers are very complex. They're very intimidating. And you can't afford to have a title company that doesn't recognize that and doesn't treat your seller accordingly. But there's going to be a lot of questions your seller is going to have, and they're going to need a lot of explanation. And you need a title company that is willing to communicate in that fashion with your sellers, and with patience and with empathy and with understanding and being willing to educate. You've also got to have that same title company when it comes to treating your sellers. They've got to be able to create confidence in your seller that they know what they're doing. They can navigate these complexities. They can resolve the title issues on this property, and they can get this property transaction closed legally and ethically and correctly, because a lot of people are, as I mentioned, intimidated with these real estate transactions. They're very complex. They involve a lot of money, and they probably involve the largest single purchase or asset of that seller. They want to know that they can be confident that this transaction is going to be done correctly, professionally, and legally. And if your title company causes your seller to lose confidence in you or in the transaction, then that's going to be devastating to your deal and getting that deal closed. So that title company has got to create confidence in your seller, that your seller can sleep at night knowing that this transaction is going to go through successfully, professionally, and correctly. So you can see under this category of seller treatment, you can see how a title company can really make or break your deal in many cases. Personal experience, they've made deals for me that I never thought would close, and I've had title companies break deals for me, and we'd ended up not closing. So in conclusion, choose your title company carefully. And here's some general rules. It's okay to follow the crowd when it comes to picking your title company. And what I mean is, go where other investors are going. If you do transactions or you go to real estate investment clubs and you hear or you see or you talk to a certain title company and they seem to be everywhere and they seem to be working with everyone, there's a good chance they fit the criteria we've talked about today. And that's a pretty good indicator if 2 out of 3 of your investor colleagues are using a particular title company, they're probably tried and proven, and you may want to go that direction. Also, keep in mind, big is not better. I like the small title companies where I get direct access to the attorney. My title company, my attorney, is the one who actually closes my properties. In closing, it's kind of like that NFL draft we mentioned earlier. If you're the quarterback on your investing team as the owner of your business, your title company could be your running back or your receiver. You hand off and throw your deals to them, and you count on them every day to finish that play. And you need to make sure you can count on your title company to help you win at your investing.
Kevin, excellent points, as always, vital to the part-time real estate investor and vital to all real estate investors. A pleasure having you on today.
Thank you, Lewis.